This is VSiN's Brent Musburger. You're listening to the Foul Ball Area Podcast, your source for local and national baseball insight. Now, here's Matt Atkins and Trey Lyle.
Well, how about that? A fun new intro from the one and only Brent Musburger, bringing you into the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Matthew Atkins alongside my co-host Trey Lyle. And that is just so cool, Trey. Thank you to you and Ed over at the Fastlane for getting that intro made. Always great to have a voice like Brent Musburger on the podcast. So that's pretty cool that that'll be the new intro. That's some pretty exciting stuff. Makes me feel like we're official.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely something in which it's kind of surreal seeing, you know, one of the legends of the sport, you know, doing this. So shout out to him.
As we are a baseball podcast, most people probably know Brent Musburger from his time doing college football on ESPN and ABC, but I looked into a little bit of his career history yesterday, and he was also the voice of the Little League World Series and was also the voice of Baseball Night in America back when ABC had baseball rights. So he's had some baseball here and there in his career. But of course, yeah, I remember him calling college football and national championship games with Kirk Herbstreit for so many years. So a broadcasting legend introing us on the podcast now. We got a lot of stuff to talk about this week. Always a lot of stuff going on around the baseball world and the college, the minor league, the major league landscapes. Most of what we're going to be talking about today is in the major leagues, looking at the standings, a little contender or pretender, but we haven't really done a Virginia Tech update in the past couple weeks, so we'll go through that real quick. The Hokies have struggled a little bit recently after getting off to a really hot start. It was their best start ever in ACC play, but they have struggled the past three weekends. They got swept by Wake Forest in Blacksburg. Then they went down to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech. They won the first game on Friday night, and then they lost the next two games, including a 19-0 loss on Saturday. So a 2-1 series loss against Georgia Tech. And then they hosted Duke last weekend in Blacksburg. Number 7 Duke comes into town, and Virginia Tech loses that series. They won one game on Saturday, but they lost the other two games. They beat George Mason 24-5 this past week at home, so that's a big win. But now they host number 15 North Carolina, now they go on the road to number 15 North Carolina, excuse me. So down in Chapel Hill, the Virginia Tech Hokies going down there. They've dropped out of the D1 baseball top 25. They're going on to take number 15 North Carolina. Three straight ACC series losses. They're looking to get back on the right track here. We've seen what they can do. They had a really good start to the season. They are a good team when they're playing their best baseball. So we'll see what they can do this weekend against North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, we said this team would be live or die by its pitching, and that's kind of what we see here. But yeah, they really need a bounce back this weekend. I don't want to call it a must-win series, but it feels a little bit that way if you want to make an NCAA tournament. So yeah, if you're Virginia Tech, your pitching needs to come back alive, which we said, you know, would be the struggle of this team.
UVA baseball, on the other hand, they're 31-12 on the season, and this weekend they have a series against
building the suspense
at Boston College. Actually started last night up there in Boston. They played at Fenway Park last night. So Boston College does that at least once a year, hosts an ACC team at Fenway Park. It's always a cool game. So UVA played there last night. They won 8-2. They have two more games against Boston College this weekend. They're 31-12 on the season, number 14 in the national poll. So they're off to they're having a pretty good season up there in Charlottesville. Of course, the ACC tournament later this year in Charlotte, it's going to be a good time. And, you know, anything can happen in the postseason. As long as Virginia Tech keeps winning the games that they need to win, get into the national tournament, anything can happen. So that's our college baseball update for around the Commonwealth on this Friday morning. Let's get into the Major League Baseball scene right now. A lot of stuff has happened. A lot of big games around Major League Baseball over the past week. The Atlanta Braves hosted the Texas Rangers last week, and they won that series. It was almost a sweep. They won 2-1 against the defending world champions. Then they hosted the Miami Marlins and swept them in Atlanta, including a walk-off extra innings victory on Wednesday night. The Braves have won, I think, 9 of their last 10. They have the best record in baseball. It feels pretty good to be a Braves fan right now. Even though Ronald Acuña Jr. is not hitting for power, he's hitting pretty well. He's got the average up there. He's getting on base a lot. He's stealing a lot of bases and scoring a lot of runs, but he's not really hitting for power right now. I think he still just has the one home run. So got to wait for that to get going, and he'll be just light years ahead of everybody else like he was last year in his MVP season. The Yankees also having a really good time right now, 17-9 on the season. They are in second place. No, they're tied for first place, really, in the American League East with the Baltimore Orioles. Juan Soto is having just about the best start that you could hope for from him coming into New York this year. So it is a pretty good time to be the fans of our two favorite teams.
Yeah, I mean, Juan Soto is the leading AL MVP candidate. Obviously, the Braves are still really good. Yankees have been really good this year for most of it, despite some recent struggles. But yeah, I'm pumped to watch. Both these teams have been fun to watch this season, and that's considering what the Yankees looked like last year, that is good to see.
Yeah, you got to be really happy with that, because last year I know was rough for Yankees fans, for you and all the fans around the country. So you got to be happy with the way that they're looking so far. For the Braves, one of the interesting things is they are playing really good baseball. Like I said, 9 of their last 10. They're 17-6 on the year, the best record in baseball. They still have a lot of injuries. Ozzie Albies is still out. They've lost Spencer Strider for the year. Sean Murphy is still out. So they still have a lot of injuries. And Austin Riley and Matt Olson are not hitting the ball that well. They're in big slumps right now, and they're still winning. You know, they're just finding ways to win. Guys like Michael Harris II and Orlando Arcia and, you know, Chadwick Trump and Luis Guillorme, a bunch of, you know, guys coming off the bench. And, you know, utility players, they're stepping up and they're playing really good baseball. And then you got Ronaldo Lopez, who is not getting the recognition that he deserves, but he is one of the best starters in Major League Baseball right now. He currently has the second best ERA in MLB, 0.72. He's 2-0 with 24 strikeouts across 4 games started. So he's been one of the best starters in Major League Baseball this year and just not really getting the recognition for it. But as long as he keeps going out there and doing what he's doing, I don't care if he gets recognized, because he's leading the Braves to winning baseball games. Max Fried, on the other hand, had a Maddux the other night, his third Maddux of his career. That's a complete game shutout on less than 100 innings or less than 100 pitches. So he went all 9 innings, shut out the Marlins, fewer than 100 pitches, a masterful performance by Max Fried. You don't really see that often in Major League Baseball these days. You know, you see it if there's a no-hitter or a perfect game going, you see them leave a guy in. But for just a regular complete game shutout, you don't really see that often. So it was pretty cool to see Max Fried get that the other night. Even though it was against the Marlins, they're not doing that well this year. They're not a great offense. Still pretty impressive, and probably not going to see too many of those kinds of games this year. So that was pretty cool to see on Tuesday night.
Probably not. You are correct there.
Taking a look at the standings right now, we're going to do a little bit of contender or pretender with the way things are shaking out right now. And starting in the American League, I know I have been high on the Mariners for the past 3 years, probably at this point, picking them to win their division, picking them to win the American League at some points. They haven't always delivered, but right now they are in first place in the American League West with a 13-12 record. They've won 7 of their last 10 games. What do you think? Are they a contender or a pretender right now?
Yeah, they were a contender coming into the season. They have Julio Rodriguez. They have a really good pitching staff. Yes, they're a contender. Yes, you're giving me an easy one to start out.
All right, that is an easy one. I agree, obviously, since I am picking them all the time to win either the division or win the wild card.
Since they're the team you're in love with.
Yeah, pretty much. Them and Julio Rodriguez, they're fun to watch. And, you know, they have one of the best uniforms in Major League Baseball. They're teal seafoam uniforms. It's a pretty good one.
That is fair.
Also sticking in the American League, the third wild card team right now, the Detroit Tigers, 14-11 on the season.
Pretender.
pretender.
Yeah, they're just not there yet. I mean, I think they can have a solid season. I just don't think they'll make the playoffs.
I want to lean contender on them because they're a team that I think should succeed. AJ Hinch is obviously a really good manager. Say what you will about the Astros scandal, he is still a very good manager. I think that they've got a lot of young players. They have some talent there, and they're finally putting it together. Their bullpen is one of the best in Major League Baseball, and I just think that I think they have what it takes to make a run. I'm not saying they're going to win the division because the Cleveland Guardians look really good right now, but I think the Tigers could contend for this.
Hey, who's second in place in that division? Kansas City
Kansas City
Royals.
Royals.
Who picked them?
I saw that. I wasn't going to ask you that one because that would also be too easy. You picked them to win their division, so that would obviously be contender.
I mean, I have a question. Do you think the White Sox will end up with the worst record ever?
Worst record ever?
They're 3-22. They could.
I what is the
Think they're
worst
on
record
pace for
ever?
8 wins. You know what? Baseball's so weird that probably someone at like 19-15 went 0-100 something
The worst record of all
is
time
20-134.
in 1899.
131
So
by the Cleveland Spiders.
you were close, but 1899, not 1915.
We want to go the modern era, like an actual 1901, the Philadelphia A's 36-117.
36. Okay.
If we want to go by win, I think it's, yeah.
I don't think they end up with the worst record of all time, but they are pretty bad.
I think they're on pace for it.
3 wins is not good.
They're 3-22, so that's what, 25 games. So that's roughly 182 divided by 25. A win every 8-ish games. Like you're going 1-8 every 8 games or nine games.
That's not good. It's definitely not good, but I struggle to say anyone's going to be the worst of all time.
That's insane. They're 3-28,
I can't
22.
imagine being a White Sox fan right now. I mean, is the owner sabotaging the team to get them to move out of Chicago and go to Nashville? Is that what's
Jerry
happening here?
Reinsdorf.
I mean,
I don't think
you
he's
see
liked by a lot of people. Hey, you know what's one of the teams they beat?
the
The Atlanta
Braves.
Braves.
That wasn't good. But I mean, you see videos or pictures of any White Sox home game, and there's nobody there because they're so bad. He could be sabotaging the team, try to get
Holding
them to
on
move out of
leads the team
Chicago.
with 3 homers.
I don't know. They're pretty bad, but worst of all time, I don't know. Let's move over to the National League now and looking at the wild card there. The third wild card team right now, the Cincinnati Reds at 14-11. I don't know. I think they could. They might have what it takes.
I'll put them in the middle, like a
In
maybe
the middle.
category.
Okay.
Because I could see them making the playoffs, sneaking in, because they have obviously Hunter Green, Ellie De La Cruz. They have a lot of talent. So I wouldn't be shocked if they get a wild card spot.
I want to say contender. And I also want to point out Ellie De La Cruz, potential MVP candidate at this point. He's batting
Ooh.
306 with 7 home runs, 18 RBIs, 15 stolen bases. He's playing pretty good baseball right now. He's not a guy that I thought at the beginning of the season for MVP, but I don't know. Could shake out that way. But I would put the Reds as a contender right now. I think that they have a good young team. I think that it's only a matter of time before they are actually contending. And so I think this could be the year that maybe they make a wild card run. I'm not saying they go far in the playoffs, but maybe that they at least make the playoffs.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
And leading in the National League Central, the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think either of us picked them at the beginning of the season. Did we even have them in our wild cards?
No, I went under because their manager left for Chicago.
Yeah, we weren't real high on the Brewers at the beginning of the year,
So I'm
but.
gonna go pretender still.
Oh, okay. All right. I
Hey,
guess
Cubs are
I'm just
half game
over
out.
here. I'm just over here thinking everyone's a contender.
Yeah, you're Mr. Positive. Someone's gotta be, real on this, so.
There you go. Yeah, I mean it's a close race in that division, but the Brewers somehow they always find a way to play good baseball. Even though, like you said, they lost their manager, they lost their ace in Corbin Burns. So I don't know how they're doing it, but they're playing pretty well. 16-8, only a half game ahead of the Cubs, like you said. But that's going to be an interesting division. Four of the five teams are above 500. Pirates right there at 13-13, and then the Cardinals rounding out the division at 11-14. I don't know what's going on with the Cardinals, but they might need a complete overhaul of that team because they just
Someone
can't figure it out.
expected this.
Yeah. Congratulations. You're like Nostradamus this year. You got your Cy Young candidates playing well. You got all your division picks almost working out
I
so
was gonna
far.
say, and then MLB.com did the MVP rankings, and I think I have the number one in the AL and Ohtani second in the NL. And I was like, why did I not put any money on these picks?
You should have. But that NL Central division, I mean, it's the Brewers, Cubs, Reds, and Pirates. They're all playing pretty good baseball. So I think that's going to be an interesting one to see how it shakes out. The AL East, which of course is always the best
Good.
division in baseball. You got the Orioles in first place, the Yankees right behind them.
They're
I
actually
mean,
tied,
they're
so
tied. Yeah. It's,
come on.
weird point in the season where they played more games. So they're actually tied for first place right now. The Red Sox right there, three games behind them. The Rays and the Blue Jays are both 13-13, four games out of first place. So that's always the best division in baseball, and it's pretty tight right now. And I think it's probably going to be that way for most of the season. We could see three playoff teams come out of this division. I'm surprised at how well the Red Sox are playing. I thought, the Blue Jays or the Rays would have been ahead of them, but it's always a really good division, so it's going to be fun to watch.
It's the AL East. It's the best division historically in baseball. So yeah, I tend to agree with what you just said, 'cause one, my team is in that division, and two, it was a banger of a division last year. It's gonna be a banger of a division this year.
One last thing before we wrap up today's episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast, if I can talk. It's early in the morning, folks.
Early morning pods are a struggle for us.
I'm only on my first cup of coffee. I saw this morning before we started recording that Terry Francona could come back to managing,
No.
that he is trying to get healthy. He's been dealing with a lot of health issues over the years, and he could be back to managing in a year and a half. Which I thought was interesting because
I don't see it happening.
I thought he had pretty much retired from managing the Guardians after last year. He's 65 years old, so there are older managers out there. Dusty Baker just retired the other year after winning a World Series with Houston, and he's in his 70s. So, Terry Francona, obviously one of the best managers probably of all time, especially in recent history. I think any team would be lucky to have him, but I don't know that he's gonna really make a comeback. I don't know. I don't. Maybe he could go to St. Louis and try to turn them around, but I don't know. I really like him as a manager, and I would like to see him come back and start coaching again. But I just don't know that it's gonna work out for him. I don't know. It would be interesting if he does.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you that I don't think he'll come back. What did I just say? I said he wouldn't come back. It'd be cool, but I don't think it will happen. Oh yeah, I do the close. That's right. Come on, Trey, wake up. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast. As always, please subscribe wherever you get this podcast. Like our Facebook page. Follow us at Trey Lyle VT, at Matkins News, at Fallible Area. Leave us that 5-star review. Thank you so much for listening to this interesting episode of the Foul Ball Area Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Foul Ball Area Podcast. Make sure to leave a review and a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and subscribe so you get new episodes as soon as they come out.